Hi, this is Matt Welsh with Spiritual Media Blog, and today I'm here with Kathy Ross, author of Bound by Destiny, A Past Life Journey to the Present. Kathy, thank you so much for being here with us today.
Thank you so much.
So for some of our listeners out there who aren't familiar with your book, tell us about Bound by Destiny. What's it about?
Well, it's basically about how my remembering my past lives helped me understand my present life. And it starts out with me remembering past lives through a regression class with 10 other people. And then it progresses as I learn meditation. I start to remember my past lives in my meditations. And then, and the book is really about how remembering those past lives specifically relate to my present life.
Yeah, I've always been fascinated by past life regression.
Mm-hmm.
And just kind of curious, why or how do you think a past life regression or remembering a past life can help us in our lives right now?
I think it gives a bigger picture of what's really going on in our lives. Like, I think most people understand the concept of karma now, and it has to do with not just working out karma in this lifetime, which is action and reaction. It has to do with working out issues from many lifetimes. And that certainly was what I was presented with in my life, that once I started remembering the past lives, I thought, oh, wow, this really helps illuminate what I'm dealing with, like relationships with other people and, you know, patterns that keep repeating themselves that you don't understand, and helping you to understand that the things that you did in other lifetimes actually have repercussions, because like sometimes you just don't understand what's going on in your life, and it really helps to you know, to illuminate that.
Yeah, that sounds very interesting. And if I hear you correct, it sounds like what you're saying is if we can become aware of some of the patterns in our life and the causes that may have been caused in a past life,
mm-hmm.
that we can be more aware of that and prevent the patterns from repeating themselves. Is that accurate understanding?
Exactly. And I think that you're able to make wiser choices, like through that awareness that we learn that we don't have to make the same choices that we made in past lives. And that, you know, just I think just the awareness helps us to heal. And to, you know, to understand our relationships and what we keep doing wrong over and over again. And a lot of the book has to do with being authentic, because in past lives, there are so many reasons why you couldn't make those authentic decisions for your life, you know, whether it was you know, society, duty, position, illness, you know, all these things were working against you. And it certainly was in my experience. And then in this lifetime, it wasn't that it was any easier per se, but that I had a better idea of what was really going on, and I could actually make a decision to live an authentic life for the first time. So, like, the book covers maybe over 20 lifetimes, and it's only until this lifetime that I was able to say, hey, I can make a decision to improve my life and to make the best decisions for me.
Why do you think that is? Why do you think it was in this lifetime that you were able to make those decisions?
I think a lot of it had to do with my meditation. Like, I've been a meditator for almost 40 years now, and I haven't missed a day. So I really felt that that had a lot to do with it. Like I am, I practice transcendental meditation, and part of the program is the City program, and what that is developing, you know, higher states of consciousness, and also these gifts that you can learn, these practices that you can learn, and one of them. This isn't part of the TM program, but I naturally started developing the city of past life, remembering my past lives. And so that was just something that I developed through the meditation and started remembering. I had flashes, actually, of my past lives as a child, but I really didn't start remembering a lot of it until I started meditating. So I think this is a way that you can develop these practices, and so a lot of it has to do with reaching a higher state of consciousness and a higher vibration. And
No, I've heard that, and also just a little bit from personal experience and some that I've studied on this subject matter. Can you talk a little bit why some people are able to have past life memories and some people they're not able to? For example, they might go to a workshop, but they're just not able to remember a past life even after experiencing a regression.
Yeah, that's interesting. I believe that it will happen when you're ready, because I think that it has a huge emotional impact on your life. And I know that when I first had my experience, I was kind of blown away by it, and I really didn't have any follow-up. Like I'm careful when I do my regressions that I follow up with people to help them through whatever it brings up, because it does bring up, like, deep cell memory. So some people just aren't ready to deal with that, and I think that's why we forget. That's why we forget our past lives, because you know, it's a lot to deal with when it does come up. Even though it does help you, I believe that it helps you to work through certain repeated patterns and difficulties in life. But you know, if you're not ready to deal with that, then you know, it might do more harm than good. And I know some people just remember in fragments, and that's fine. It's whatever comes up, right? And some people will say, oh, well, that was just my imagination. Well, that's fine, too, because whatever it's creating is for your own benefit, to work through whatever you need to work through.
Yeah, I like that answer. It makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm.
And you've sort of talked about this a little bit, and in your book you talk about this too, just kind of the intersection between karma and free will. And just to kind of play like devil's advocate, why I'll just throw out this argument and you can respond. Like, if the events in our life happen because of karma or they're our destiny, then why even bother using our free will to try to change our life?
Yeah, that's always been the the universal question, right? You could say that everything is destiny, but while we're here on the earth, we have to act. We live in a relative existence. So whether or not it's all illusion or whether it's all predestined, whatever the definition is, it really doesn't matter, because while we're here, we have to act. And I believe that we come to Earth as human beings because that's the best way to work through our karma to get to higher states of consciousness. So I really believe that as long as you are here, you are evolving. And that is basically the full purpose of your life on Earth. So, you know, you can analyze it to death and you can, you know, but really it has to do with your own experience while you're a human being on this planet.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
kind of along those same lines, one thing I really liked about your book is you talk about the idea of a soulmate and a relationship with Tao, one of the main characters in your book.
Right.
Can you just, I don't know, talk a little bit about the idea of soulmates and kind of how that played out in the book or your own life?
Well, I write in the book about different kinds of relationships, that we have this attraction to someone, and it can either be karmic or soul, or it could be a working relationship, and whatever it needs to be for you to work through what you need to work out. So I didn't meet him until I was taking the city course in Quebec. And but we had an instant recognition. So there was an instant attraction there. And it wasn't till later that we started remembering our past lives together. And we'd had several. And we realized that we were meant to be together in this lifetime, even though we had a lot of obstacles to overcome. Like, we were married to other people. We had 7 children between the two of us. Like, it just seemed like an impossible situation. But we knew that somehow we had chosen to be together to advance spiritually in this lifetime, because we both had the same spiritual path. And I think that as you evolve, you can recognize those kinds of relationships and the difference between them. Like now, you know, I can recognize right away if it's like a karmic relationship or if it's a toxic relationship, and or whether it's a soul relationship, which is reflecting the good in the divine in yourself. Now, it really is actually recognizing your self-love rather than love for the other person. Because once you have self-love, then you reflect that and you attract that into your life. So then, so Hal was attracting that. Like, I was at the point in my life where I was, you know, gaining more self-love. So he came into my life. And so it's just interesting how sometimes things happen that you don't expect, but then you're able to recognize what it means to you, and having the past life memory really helped us to understand that yes, we were meant to be together, that we were meant to choose a life, a more authentic life, that reflected our true values and our love for ourselves and each other.
That's great. That's really, really a beautiful example. And I like how you talked about having self-love as an importance of attracting a soulmate or a life partner. And this might sound obvious, but like, how can we create or practice creating more self-love in our life?
Well, I think the meditation, whether it's TM or whatever, you know, like some sort of spiritual practice that helps you transcend. I think that is really valuable. It's really interesting that Oprah Winfrey has sort of gone that route, and you know, more celebrities are coming out about how they're you know, practicing meditation and the value it has to them. And it really, like, I can't, you know, I can't say enough good about that kind of practice and what it does to you. Because what it, for you, it, you know, you're transcending your relative experience. And you're going more deeply into the absolute, which is, you know, the existence that is always there. And it's like tapping into this source of light, every time you meditate. And so, of course, that's going to affect your life.
Yeah. And it sounds like you do some work helping people do this as an intuitive counselor. And I noticed you said you specialize in the carrot, past life, shamanic healing.
Yeah, I do a lot of that. And it's just a way, actually the tarot and the shamanic journeying is just a way, a method for me to delve more deeply into what's going on in someone's life. It's just, you know, it's really you have to have kind of the psychic ability yourself first, and then these methods just help you define it so that you can express it to the other person. That's basically what it is. And there's also some ancient knowledge associated with these things, and which is also fascinating. And I think because I've been a shamanic healer in another lifetime, I have, you know, those abilities have been there for me to use in this lifetime. And I think everyone that has had a spiritual experience in a past life will likely pick it up in this lifetime too, because they recognize it. And I think that's what happened to me. I just, you know, I had been with a guru in past lives. I'd been a monk in two or three of my past lives. And I was just familiar with that kind of transcending. So when it came up in this lifetime, it was like, yeah, I recognize that. I know that. And so it's just natural. It's like coming home. And I think that's what happens, that you recognize it from another past life and then pick it up in this lifetime. And the other thing about past lives, they're not necessarily progressive in the sense that you have each life is you know, more spiritual than the next. Like sometimes you'll have a very spiritual lifetime and the next lifetime will be very karmic. And so it's like it's kind of a zigzag. I mean, in the sense that it eventually is evolving, but it isn't necessarily consecutive. Like in the book, for instance, I wrote the book so that each lifetime would have a relevance to this lifetime. So it's like an alternate chapter format where there'd be a past life and then a present life chapter. So it wasn't necessarily how I remembered them, but how they were relevant to what I was going through at that time.
Yeah, and did you have any past lives that really surprised you, or just any sort of insights that were just very profound that sort of gave you like, oh, that's why this is happening?
Oh, yeah. Like, for instance, I remembered a past life as a Nazi soldier. Like, who wants to remember that, right? So that was actually quite devastating, and that was the one that I had a hard time working through. I did find out eventually that, you know, that I belonged to a group that was against Hitler, and so like it was kind of a sort of redeemed me in a way in the end, but it still resulted in my committing suicide and great shame and sorrow. And I brought that into this life, and like I express in the book, and you know, when I was experiencing that lifetime, I realized that I had carried that sorrow with me since I was a small child. Like I couldn't understand why I suffered so much and why I cried myself to sleep and why I had this shame that I said I was sorry every day of my life. And it was just, it didn't make any sense because I had this ideal lifetime in Ontario, Canada that was just, you know, blessed. I had wonderful parents and, you know, it just didn't make sense. And then when I realized some of these past lives that were very traumatic, I understood what I had brought into this life and that this life would actually be very healing for me. And with a meditation and with helping others through what they're going through. And I feel very blessed that I can do that. And it is like healing others is also healing for me. And I really, really do feel blessed. And actually, Hal in the book is now my husband. And we have had a very wonderful life together since the book was written.
That's great. And,
yeah.
It's very encouraging. And another kind of area of the book that you sort of talk about, too, is just kind of like traditional counseling or therapy. And I always think it's important and interesting to sort of balance like these esoteric spiritual principles with just kind of like traditional counseling and psychotherapy. And just wondering if you could talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, I did have traditional psychotherapy early on in my life. I felt that, I mean, it does obviously do a lot of good to talk to someone about your problems and your feelings, and but it is limited in the sense that it doesn't go all the way down, I felt, you know, that there is more to it, and that's why I thought the past lives, remembering the past lives, added a whole other dimension to it. And so even though it helps to a degree, there is so much more that you can do to help understand, you know, why you are going through certain relationships. And I find that when people come to me, and whether it's for a tarot reading or a past life regression, all they want to do is talk, you know, about what they're going through and you know, whether they're going to meet the love of their lives or, you know, it's just actually learning to listen and to help them to work through what they're going through. And I find that people are really, really happy for the most part to find out about these past lives, because they'll say to me, wow, now I understand why I'm going through this with my husband or my brother. And so it kind of takes that pressure off, that stress, you know, of trying to, because a lot of people will blame themselves for certain situations they're in, or I understand it from a very limited point of view, and I think that basically it's so much more. And when they understand that it's so much more, and it's, you know, it's not just past lives, but their destiny or the position of the planets, or you know, you know, there's so much that you can understand about your life, and then you can let go more and just, you know, let it happen. I find that I live in the moment more now because I'm not projecting so much about what's going to happen. I find that I accept it a lot more. You know, this is the way it is. This is the way, because I think I have chosen a lot of what I've been working through in this lifetime. And that's one of my beliefs, that we choose what karma to work through and what people to work through it with when we're on the astral plane before we come into this lifetime. So if you can look at it that way and realize that it's all your own choices, then it's not necessarily your own fault, but it's your own choice that you're working through these things with other people and circumstances. So it definitely puts a whole different dimension on it.
Yeah, it definitely gives you a much broader perspective.
Exactly.
And it's if people want to find out more about you or your book, do you have a website that they can go to, a place that they can purchase your book?
Yes, my website is www.kathleenross.com, and the book can be purchased through Amazon and Barnes & Noble as well. There's a link on my website as well, so it's available through all those avenues.
Well, that sounds great. Well, really, really appreciate you being here with us today. I just want to give you the last word. So if you have any sort of comments or suggestions or closing remarks for us, please let us know.
I would just like to say that most people have said my book is a great read. So, and it has a lot of information in it about where to pursue these different spiritual practices. And I think number one is to just find a practice that where you can transcend, and also if you want to find out about your past lives, there are a lot of books out there, and Brian Weiss is a good resource, and you can usually find people that will. It's probably better to find someone reputable to help you through remembering these past lives.
Yeah, sounds great. Sounds great.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for having me on your interview show. And I look forward to reading more of your blog.
Thank you. Thank you. And, yeah, I look forward to learning more about your work. And definitely is a very interesting and exciting topic right now.
Yes, it's fascinating.
All right. Well, thanks again for being here with us today.
Thanks so much. Bye for now.